I also like the IMDb challenge.
Here.
And now it's time for the IMDb challenge on the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, hi, Tommy Wiseau.
We've morphed this bit a little bit. We like the challenge not just for one player anymore, but for two. Back in the day, it was intentionally supposed to be for Meat Sauce because Meat Sauce went to one improv class that Chris Hockey paid for, and then Sauce quit after 1 week and got the refund and kept the money, never gave it back to Chris. So it was something like $340 to go to one improv class.
It was sweet. It was like $350 an hour I made. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad for you.
No, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who cares?
Yeah, what do you care?
But, I'll get another job.
Tommy, you've tried this bit. Chris has tried this bit. And a couple weeks ago, we said, why don't we just have a couple of guys square off instead of just having one guy hog all the spotlight. You whooped his ass a couple weeks
ago. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty
pressure.
The plan is to always have Paul involved because he's the only improv class veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans are loose.
How this game works is I read sports stories, and then the competitors have to, on the fly, come up with a joke related to that story that ends, that's the key word, the joke, the punchline has to end with a piece of work from an actor or actress, and they don't know the actor or actress. They're both currently on IMDb.com. In a second, I'm going to hit the drum roll. I will reveal today's actor or actress, and they'll have about 30 or 40 seconds while Chris and I stall to look up their IMDb page and start finding some works that you might concoct a joke for. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here is this week's actor or actress.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Adam Sandler.
Plenty of movies to choose from.
Lots of films.
Yeah.
Lots of works.
Yep, that's right.
Of art. A lot of them works of art.
Yeah.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, 50 First Dates. Some great films. But again, I'm not giving anything away because they're looking at the IMDb page right now. So it's okay to use these out loud. This isn't like initials where I'm blowing the jokes. By the way, another thing for the listeners. If Tommy uses movie A, then Sauce is not allowed to use movie A, so they also can snipe each other's films. Are you guys ready?
It seems like they're ready.
He's in a lot of weird movies.
Yeah.
Too, isn't he? It's going to be great.
Tommy, you won 2 weeks ago. Would you like to go first or second?
Second.
Sauce, you're up first. Here we go. The Golden State Warriors won 110-102 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State now up 3-0 in the NBA Finals thanks to Kevin Durant and his 43 points. He was 6 of 9 from 3. Steph Curry, mostly awful last night, 11 points, 1 of 10 from 3-point range, and the one came late in the game. LeBron James had a triple-double, but they come up short. Game 4 in Cleveland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
If you're LeBron James and you look at this situation, it must seem like he's in 50 First Dates because it's the same thing over and over and over again.
It's not funny.
Yeah, and he didn't really end.
And you don't seem excited.
No.
He doesn't seem...
I think he knows
he seems tired.
He seems like he knows he's going to lose.
He's folding it in.
Yep. Tommy.
Cool.
Tommy. The White Sox won 5-2 over the Twins. Jake Odorizzi, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, and 7 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. The Twins did lead 2-1 after 4 innings, but they blow it again. White Sox put together 4 runs in the 6th. Former Twin Hector Santiago pitched for the Chicago White Sox. So the Twins have dropped a couple to the Sox in a row now. James Shields versus Jose Barrios wrap it up today, noon. Final game before the Twins host the LA Angels of Anaheim starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the game last night, but that really bad thunderstorm came through, and we have one of those dishes, so I was trying to watch it, and I couldn't really see it because the TV screen looked so bad. Something with the pixels.
That's good.
That's good. I didn't know where he was going.
I didn't either, but that was good.
That's
I thought it was going to be
on our toes.
Another TV joke.
Vikings rookie Hercules Mata'afa. He tore his ACL, injured during a kickoff drill. He is out for the season. So Hercules, done. Undrafted free agent from Washington State.
That sucks about Hercules. I worry about him. Maybe he needs the money. Maybe he can be the team water boy.
All right, I'll give you that. Right, I like that one.
It's
I like
football.
That. Yeah, it's good. Right, football. Yeah. It's
funny. Don't explain the joke. Don't explain it.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno.
Ben loved that guy.
Belmont, he did. Yeah, I know, Saturday, justified trying to become horse racing's 13th ever Triple Crown winner. He is the heavy favorite. He'll be in the one post against the rail.
Yeah, it might come down to a photo finish where Belmont, and it could come down to the longest yard.
Okay. It's not funny.
Round two went to soft there, but that's just
that's
my
okay. Sorry, it's, all right. It's okay.
Yep.
One I got one regardless.
One and one.
Arizona's DeAndre Ayton worked out for the Phoenix Suns. They have the first pick in the draft, and it will be his only pre-draft workout. He said, quote, "I know I'm going number one."
Oh.
Now, the Suns haven't told him that. In fact, he even said, quote, "Nobody told me. That's just me. I think I deserve that. I've worked hard." Anytime.
Well, when you have confidence like that, it's good. Sometimes you may seem like you're bulletproof.
It's not funny.
I don't know what to do with Ayton bit. I don't know who the hell that is.
Definitely not his name. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in Las Vegas. The Caps are up 3-1. It's on at 7 o'clock. If necessary, Game 6 is in Washington Sunday night, but the Capitals going for their first ever Stanley Cup in their 43rd season.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching it, but I'm not the biggest NHL fan. I might just take my clicker and press click.
I don't know about that one. I love Adam Sandler. Holy smokes, is he in some bad movies?
That was a good movie.
No, Click is good.
Click is good. Yeah. It made me cry.
Dude, look up his.
It's bad.
Yeah. Sauce, we're back on you. The state of Delaware drew $322,135 in bets on day one of its full-scale sports betting on Tuesday. And again, that was no NBA or NHL game, at least that night. They could have bet future NHL or NBA game. But Tuesday, there were neither happening. $322,000 bet in day one in Delaware. Paul.
Man, what a brilliant plan by the state of Delaware. You'd hope every other state would glom onto this and maybe make some money for their state, and maybe these states would stop being a bunch of airheads.
It's not funny.
15 years older than you. I've seen all these garbage.
I do like how it's a rap battle, and when one of them has a good rip, like Tom's, dude, you got me. You got a good one, man.
I know. You're the only one thinks that he's doing well right now, too.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Tommy, good. Back on you.
I'm putting shells in the chamber right now. That's how well this game's going.
Yep. Yeah. WGR 550 in Buffalo, New York, had a radio producer named Ryan Gates, Tommy Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
He said before the NFL draft that if the Bills drafted Josh Allen with Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen still on the board, he would quit his job. Well, Josh Rosen was on the board when the Bills drafted Josh Allen, so this week he announced he is, in fact, leaving.
Yeah, that guy should go to anger management.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
That's a couple of the listeners. I don't blame them.
Jesus.
Paul.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
For anything?
Anything.
Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich was not selected in the Major League Baseball draft for the second consecutive year, despite being a two-time Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. The reason why... When he was 15 years old, he admitted molesting a 6-year-old relative. Unsure the age that he was that the crime was actually committed, but he was a teenager. He admitted it, though, when he was 15 years old. But recently insisted to Sports Illustrated and the New York Times that he was, in fact, always innocent, but he got poor legal advice, and that's why he pleaded guilty. The mother of the victim disagrees. There were 1,214 players selected. Luke Heimlich was not one of them.
I hope a guy like that, Luke Heimrich, lives in hell with little Nikki.
Okay, you know what?
You snuck out of that one. God dang it, I tried to corner
you. No, it's good. I'll give you credit for that one.
Tried to corner you.
I like the thought behind it,
yes.
And I agree.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, this is the last one. This is on you. Finish strong.
Good luck, brother.
The Red Panda, the gal on the giant unicycle who has wowed us at NBA halftimes for years and years and years... She's the gal that rides the 7-foot unicycle and then kicks plates onto her head. It's insane, right? Maybe you saw this last night on Twitter. She fell off of her unicycle during halftime last night of Game 3. And earlier this year, her custom 7-foot unicycle was stolen. Red Panda having a tough year.
Yeah, she's having a tough year. She had a good interview, though, last night. They got a quote from her. And the one thing she said was, just go with it.
The walk-off shot. All right, you can go to Twitter. We will post the poll shortly. Who won?
Well, I got a GD molestation.
Who won between Tommy Olsen and Meatsauce Paul Lambert? I would argue the listeners definitely lost, but one of them has to be named champion. Yes, Paul, your hand's up.
Can Tommy and I get a do-over?
Paul, the game is over.
Is that one of his movies?
Yes. The game's over, Paul.
Maybe weird. I'm going to need to find a job as a cobbler.
Was he a cobbler, too?
Oh, God. Listen to some of these. He was in a movie called A Day with the Meatball.
What?
Yeah.
He was in one of the Netflix shows?
I don't know.
Todd's Coma?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, God. He was in something called Mixed Nuts.
I don't know any. They must be Netflix
Shakes
shows?
Shakes the Clown?
Never heard of these.
Yeah. Going Overboard, that was like his... He was on the Cosby Show as Smitty.
He was in Joe Dirt, or did he write in it?
Maybe he's a producer. He's in some...
Joe Dirt was awesome.
Bad.
Joe Dirt.
That's a great movie, man.
That is so funny.
You're my sister!
Oh, boy. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. And again, don't forget, go to Twitter and vote. Who won, Tommy Olsen or defending champion Tommy Olsen or Paul Meatsauce Lambert? The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
LutherAuto.com.